Okay, here we go. Last week we talked a lot about different things. Anybody remembers what we talked about? Okay, one question. How many ways do we cope? Three. Any particular ones? Yes, Steve. Flight, yes. We're either avoiding and just going away. Never dealing with it. Which one? Freeze. I think that'll be surrender. We just say sorry all the time. And the final one? Fight. You attack a lot. So if you parent like that, you're not being effective. Fighting, avoiding, surrendering, you're not being effective with your child. We'll talk about that and how to do that. So we talked about that. You don't want to be shouting and yelling in the house a lot. That doesn't help. So let's come and talk about today, part two, meeting the needs of basic safety and guidance and protection. In the 21st century, do we need to talk about this? What do you think? Do we need to talk about this basic safety and guidance and protection? How has that changed? Safeguard on all the social media and things that our kids are accessing. Yes. So that's really a new thing. In our time, we didn't have that. So no, I didn't have a safeguard on my gadget. Walkman, I could use a Walkman. What you had to watch is what kind of music I was listening to. But yeah, that was a Walkman. I'm that old. How do we meet the needs of basic safety? Do we really need to help this, something about this? Let's talk about these issues today. Three roles of a parent. A parent is a guardian. Who is a guardian? Let's give me a definition of a guardian.
Protector.
So as a parent, you're a protector. You're a guardian. It's normally used interchangeably in different societies, but you're a protector. What about a manager? What?
Make decisions,
manage situations. So you're a decision maker. What about source? What? Yeah, giving the right information out, yes?
Well, you're a source of financial stability.
You're a source of financial stability, that's true.
Provider.
So all these roles will play a big, these three roles define a lot about basic safety. These roles will fit here. Meeting needs of basic safety, you have to play these three roles. You will not be able to do this well if you're not watching this. If you don't play these roles well, you'll not be able to do this well. So connect those two, okay? So, this season, guardian. And some of us in our lives, when this, some of us, this has gone on because the children are older, so you don't necessarily come to this point so much. A guardian is legally responsible for a child and in that capacity protect and preserves the child's providing a state or safe environment, sorry, for, I can't read that. Yeah. Learning and gaining wisdom. So, learning and gaining wisdom. That's a key thing. So you're a guardian, but you're trying to help this child to learn and to gain wisdom. So as your parent, you have to ask that question. Are they learning? Are they gaining wisdom? You provide the environment. So do you remember the environment last week? We talked about if it's too loud, it's too angry, you can never provide that. Because it's too loud, it's too angry, it cannot provide this. So the environment, you're a protector, you're legally responsible, and that's how the government looks at you. Make sense? Ron is getting the best out of this because his child is on his way, so he has the best deal today. Sources of danger. Danger within ourselves. What's that? What is that? What is that in a child? Please, let's talk about that. What is danger within a child? Exploration of boundaries, because they're trying to push it. They're trying to push out So it's up to you to start saying, oh, hold on. Can we help this? Yes.
Free will?
Yeah. And now with the phone in, with the gadgets in their hands, so that is taking a new dimension.
Wanting to discover
the dangers within themselves. They want to discover stuff. So if you're not having conversations at crucial stages, these kids can follow anything they see on the net. You follow that? If you're not having crucial conversation, yes.
Ignorance.
They're ignorant. They believe everything in the internet is true. It is true. It's in the internet. It's like God lives inside there. No. They're invincible. You don't know anything. You're old. You don't understand nothing. So do you see why we have to keep working at it? But if the child is showing you that attitude, how do you deal with that? The child is showing you everything that you're old. You don't understand. How do you deal with that? Where do you revert to? How do you deal with that? Let's discuss. You have answers. If the child carries this atmosphere of, you don't know, yes.
You set boundaries.
You set boundaries, and we'll come to it. We'll come to that, but you start setting boundaries. So hold on. Okay, dangers in the outside world. What is that? Let's talk about that. One by one, yes.
Peer pressure.
There's so much pressure for kids to try to be like their peers. So you got to help them with that. So if there's no connection, can you ever talk about what the friends are saying and what they're telling them? Because you don't have, there's no downtime with them. You never have a conversation when they come from school. Do you think that will happen? It's not going to go anywhere. Okay? There was something here. Yes?
Media, TV, music, all that stuff. So
media, TV. Let's talk about that. So how healthy is a child watching TV half the day? What about the channels? Comcast, AT&T.
Also, you have every child, every student has a cell phone.
Every child has a cell phone, and from there you can get all type of media. As parents, do you realize you have a responsibility to access the phones? If you don't think so, let's talk about it. Sorry? They are friends' houses. Once a child crosses into that house, a child went to a house and found adult people watching. Yeah, I can say that here. Let me see. Yeah, I can say that. Watching pornography. And they were comfortable with it. Do you know what it does to the brain of a child? The more a child spends time, if the girls use about an average of 8 hours or 10 hours. On phones and that kind of stuff. Boys, about 8 hours. Research is showing right now that children that stay too much on the internet, on phones, are destroying their mental capacity to plan and think properly. They're very reactive. Very reactive in how they operate. So the joke that we are going backwards, we're no longer going forward, is true. Because we cannot plan and execute properly. And if you give them a hard task, they get bored very easily. It's too much. They want it easy. So you have to start thinking about how much time are you allowing your child on that stuff. You have to think about what is your child watching, and is it appropriate to give them this kind of a phone to that can go this far when they're not really ready? Yes, bro. So this role, all these roles we're talking, this manager, is this guardian, or is it source, this part? Guardian, right? You're being a guardian here. Does that make sense? Okay. Inappropriate freedoms they are not ready to handle. What are some of these inappropriate freedoms that are not ready to handle? Clothes and makeup. What age is appropriate to have a child putting on? If she's 11 and she's already trying to be a woman, and what kind of chemicals are coming through that? You say drinks. Somebody say drinks. Drinking. Phone. Phone. Yes. High-end sneakers. They didn't earn it, but it was just given.
Dating.
What is an appropriate age of dating? Let's talk about that for a moment. The Washingtons through our 30s. Blame it on them. 18? 18. But do you know what 18 is like today? What? Emotionally, they're not really 18 anymore. They're struggling.
It depends on the maturity.
So every parent needs to connect with that reality and ask yourself, is really my child ready for this? Because you may say 18, but sometimes you have an 18 who's playing like a 15-year-old. And you have a 25 who's playing like an 18-year-old. And you have to really help your kids and have more conversations. The whole purpose of us having this discussion so that you can start engaging in much more meaningful conversations at home. Making sense? Yes.
I was going to say be left home alone too early.
Being left home alone too early. Find ways to have them with someone, an adult. Don't leave them out because they run on TV, they get on internet, they do things, you're like, why did I do that? So we have to start working together as a village to make this happen. Because if I'm trying to implement this and you're letting your child do that and then they're meeting at church and they're looking at us, how come they come with these kind of things? We got to start thinking, wait a minute. Is this appropriate? Should even be bringing that to church? Does that make sense? And so it's time for us to start having conversations in our family groups and start saying, what's going on here? So clothes and how that is being done, all that needs to be looked at and begin to have healthy conversations. I'm just starting the conversation. And you need to go and have this and start making it happen. So never appropriate or evil actions such as serial killing, taking drugs, etc. And some of these are the things we talked about, the kind of movies they're watching, kind of environment you're allowing them, which homes are they going into? If they're consuming drugs there, they're going to start consuming. Okay? What about this regressive tendencies to avoid growing up? Let's talk about this. How about that? Yes. Lack of responsibility. So the question is this, are we giving responsibility to our children?
I think sometimes as parents, we do too much for our kids.
Yes. We do too much for our children. When is a child supposed to learn to tie their shoelace? Four, five? Are you still tying shoes? That's where you lost it. You started tying for them shoes. We went when they were at kindergarten. You still were tying shoes for them. When are they supposed to learn how to dress themselves? Four? Okay. Fast forward. What are we doing for them now as teenagers? What? Chores. They don't do any chores, right? They have no chores in the house. They should have chores. What else should happen? Yes. Still waking them up when they're in high school. You are enabling. No waking them up when they're in high school. Why are we afraid to let them face the consequences?
Well, a lot of times it inconveniences us.
Yeah. He hit it on the nail. He says it's inconveniences. So we are not willing to take that inconvenience and let them bite the bullet. And sometimes we are lacking necessary consequences to get into that. So we're just enabling. We don't have the necessary consequences to get into that.
I say, you're right, it's about sometimes being afraid to face consequences ourselves. Like, for example, if we put them on punishment and keep them in the house, it means they're going to stay around us. And we don't want them around us. So therefore, you put them on punishment. And so you end up having where you're afraid to have these consequences or these punishments because you know it's going to end up coming up and either inconvenience us or punish us in a way. Wow. And we don't want that.
I think also sometimes as a parent, you don't feel like you're able to correctly provide that consequence. So because you don't know what's going to actually be affected, you kind of like throw your hands up and just let it be.
Okay. That happens. Because you're not going to be effective, just throw your hands up. That's why we got to talk about this and says, I need help on how to be effective with this child. How do I do that so that we can start having effective directions for that? Legally, society has put restrictions on that. Yeah. In public, there are several things you can do. The key thing is you can't be abusive. That's a legal factor. You cannot be abusive, but you need to be clear about what you're trying to accomplish. Yes. No more? Okay. Let's keep going. Basic safety is grounded into... is grouped into health issues, protection from physical and emotional abandonment, protection from physical, sexual, and emotional abuse. These are the things we're trying to cover today. So, health issues. Scheduling. This is for the young mothers. Scheduling the child. When to eat, when to sleep, when to shower, all that. So that you can have a normal life. You can schedule children. Again, this is a conversation we can have again and ask. You can really schedule if you have young ones so that you have sleep and you can function. If they're well and everything is okay, sometimes it just, you got to figure, I'm sure there are many conversations we can have about that, how to schedule children, right? It helps the mali. When to feed, regularity of it, not just all the time, and then breastfeeding, solids, play, caregiver, when to sleep. Anything else you want to add? We are talking very young here. What about when they're older? Video games? Are they sleeping enough times? When to sleep. What about for a teenager when to sleep? What? Yeah. Yes, Tim. Giving priorities. We got to have priorities around this. Because if they're not sleeping properly, they're going to start having health issues, even the older ones. And it will come right back to you. The younger ones, this is different, but as they get older, you want to watch that aspect. Sleeping, getting ready for bed. If you're trying to get a child ready for bed and you give them caffeine, TV, how that's going to work? It doesn't matter what age, that's not going to work. Or you're trying to get them, and the TV is very loud. Do you think that's going to work? So you have to look at the house and see, how is the house running? What kind of food are you putting across? What time are you feeding what? Or you're giving a lot of sugar, and you know they take sugar, and they cannot just settle down. Or a sleep-friendly environment. So you have to think about the environment. How is your environment in your home? What is it like? And see whether it's helpful. Sleeping arrangements. Next one. Realistic expectations. And all that. Does that make sense? Other areas in the house. Electric plugs, wires, brick. All this. These are for the young kids and all that. stairs, poison choking. And you can look at that, it will help. So next week we'll address boundaries and having healthy sense of boundaries, and we'll talk about that. Okay, let's go here. Different areas of danger. Besides health issues, basic safety also includes, let's talk about the emotional part. Basic safety also includes abandonment, physical and emotional. You cannot abandon someone emotionally and physically, even though you're in the same house. That can happen. How is that possible? How can you abandon someone physically and emotionally and you're in the same house? Yes. You don't listen. Yeah. Okay. Yes. You ignore them.
Not being engaged.
Not being engaged. Yes.
When you tell them that you're going to do something and then you don't do it.
When you tell them?
That you're going to do something and then you don't do it.
And you don't do it. Yes. Not paying attention, more emphasis from one child and ignoring the other child. So you all get on the phone, get on the computer, and nobody's talking to one another. But you're in the house.
Not providing the food, clean clothing.
Not providing food, clean clothing, and all that stuff. Yeah, you can. Abuse, physical, emotional, and sexual abuse. We have to be very careful about this. It's happening a lot right now. In schools, in neighborhood, and especially with this one happens with someone that is very close to them normally. It doesn't happen with people that are far. It's their friends, it's the big guy in town, the uncle, whatever. And sometimes it's across the lines, but we got to look at this a bit and say, okay, what's going on? Physical, it's the bullying that goes on in school as well. And I hope it doesn't go in the house, but you want to deal with that. What about emotional? Let's talk about that. How does that happen? How does emotional happen? Yeah.
By words that are saying, like calling a child stupid, an idiot, or just degrading them.
Verbally degrading them, yes. They're never good enough. If they get an A, you keep telling them you can try some more. You need to get an A+. A plus plus. How about that? And so you're always trying to say you need to do more, you need to do more, and they never feel like they're good enough. Constantly telling them why you're not like so and so. That creates enough issues. Sorry? Supporting their small accomplishments. So you have to do a lot of encouragement here so that they don't feel abandoned and abuse doesn't come into place. Proverbs 17:22. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. You want to be cheerful when they're accomplishing stuff. Help them to see the value of what they're trying to do. Does that make sense? If you don't do that, you may be abandoning them. And probably you do a lot of correcting and less encouraging. That can be hard, right? You do a lot of correcting. And after a while, it becomes hard to... some children are hard to encourage. But you still need to encourage them. Some are easier. So you may find that you do most of the correction and rarely encourage them. Okay? So, where was I? A man's spirit sustains him in sickness, but a crushed spirit, who can bear? If kids are crushed, they cannot do well. So we have to balance correction and encouragement. Correction and encouragement. So what happens when they're doing everything wrong? What happens? What should we do? That's not encouraging. I'm coming to you. Yes? You need to? So find one thing that they're doing right. Yes.
And then I think just identify a few key issues to focus on helping them work on. Because not everything can be an area to keep just
So I focus on one issue you're trying to address. Don't try to address the whole issue at once. Move them step by step. Because some kids, you say three things and they get overwhelmed. Yes, Tammy. Yeah. Usually there's a reason. Do we have the time to stop in America when it's this busy? What? You have to make the time. I think that's the conflict we carry. There's a lot of things we need to do, and this guy is acting up. So we don't want to take the time to deal with that person. We just say something and move on. Right?
I think if we feel they can't do anything right, maybe
that we feel like they can't do anything right?
They're not doing anything right. They're just constantly everything to be criticized. We might need to check our own hearts and how we're viewing this challenge.
So we have to check our own hearts if we're constantly telling kids what's wrong, because somewhere there you cross the line. Okay, so you have to check your own heart so that you're not converted with a child that is giving you a problem until you become a problem yourself. Because it's very easy for the child to convert you. Initially, they're the problem, but after a while, you become the problem as well. And you wonder, when did that happen? Because you stopped remembering that you're trying to raise a child for God, not for you. You have to raise a child for God, not for you. Yes, so you want to stay with that. Stay with the actions and love the child but hate the actions. So you have to keep that in mind again and again. It says the child is great but the actions are not going the right direction. Put them together, it goes down.
Well, the thing I was thinking about is that sometimes, like you say, we want it, not want to take time. It's quicker to just give a spank. A spank you can get done in a few minutes, get it done. It takes longer to really talk things through and really work on training. But that's how you get to the heart of the matter. Because I thought about a cheerful heart.
Yeah.
You get to the heart of the matter versus just, I want you to act right.
So we need to invest time. You cannot do this in a hurry. You have to invest time. And if you're a couple, you need to talk through things and ask yourself, so what is the next step? What is the next step? And it's a journey. It's not an event.
Right.
It's a process. We want to make parenting an event. Okay, we had a good parenting and the child turned out great. No. It's a process. Every day you're going to have some success, some failures, some success, some failures, but we got to work at it and keep building. All right? Yes, David.
I think that you should try to relate to him. You should try and relate to him.
Relate to him.
And let them know that, you once made mistakes and did the same thing. Like I coach, and one of my assistant coaches one time for a couple of games, he would just be down on his son. I mean, for everybody, calling his son, you're playing like a little girl, you're acting like a weakling and stuff like that. His son would come in with a cheerful heart, ready to win, ready to play.
Yeah. In other words, you can actually take any motivation out of the child by how you talk to them, treat them. So there's a lot of work because we have to grow to do this. Because the kids are the ones that are developing, but we're the adults and we have to keep growing. Children grow. You remember we said that last week that children help you change and ask yourself, why do I behave the way I do? Children help you do that. That's why they are a blessing. They grow you too. Okay, physical and emotional abandonment, physical. Let's get going a little bit and I need to hit this. Let's watch this and you will see how physical and emotional abandonment can affect someone. Please, there'll be a bit of rough language on this one because it's in the world.
Are you joining the Marines?
I knew you'd make a thing out of this, Mom.
Just clean up the hair.
Volume.
You ready, Gary? You want anything to eat? How long are they going to be living here?
They're working on it, but...
Are you joining the Marines?
I knew you'd make a thing out of this, Mom.
Just clean up the hair. You ready, Gary? You want anything to eat?
How long are they going to be living here?
Not much longer, I think.
Well, I was just thinking. It's getting pretty crowded here.
Oh, it's not so crowded. There's a lot more room since they shaved their heads.
Well, I was just thinking. Maybe I could stay with Dad for a while.
What?
Well, I've been here a long time. Maybe I should live with him for a while.
You want to live with your father?
Kind of.
Have you talked to your father about that?
No, not yet. I thought I'd call him.
Honey? You know, you don't know your father like I do.
I don't know him at all. What's his number?
Well, he'd be at work now. So that's, 206-5790.
Yeah, it's Dr. Lampkin there. His son. No, Dad, it's not Joey. It's Gary, your other son. Well, I need to ask you something. It'll just take a second. Well, would it be okay if I stay with you for a while? A few months? Okay. Oh, Andy, shit.
Okay. Do you think he said yes? Do you see abandonment? What did you observe? Favorism, older daughter to the younger son. Yep. She didn't take it personally. Yeah, but she was really affected because she sat on the table. Look at how she looked at her son. Yes. She allowed him to call. But you see the abandonment and what's playing there? Yes, she allowed him to do that.
She allowed him to do it, but she didn't protect him.
Yeah.
She knew what the outcome would be, but
she didn't protect him. So it continued to increase. Yes. Yeah. So there's abandonment even at home here.
Yeah.
Yes?
Just his body language, even while he was talking to her, the distance and his arms, his claws.
So observe your child, body language. Observe what they're saying. Because sometimes they're not able to say it, but the body cannot lie. They're not able to say, I'm feeling this. But if you look at them properly, you will see things. Yes? She tried. Okay. Okay. She said, I know your father. Okay. I have more videos, so I gotta go because of time. Here's the deal. What you see is what abandonment does to a child. They feel alone, they don't feel connected and confused. That can happen if somebody leaves. That's why we have to fight for these marriages. And that can happen if you're in the same house, but you're not paying attention to them. So we have to fight for being connected to our children. Even though we're in the same house, you can leave and not be there for them. It affects them psychologically, and they really begin not to connect well. Does that make sense? Okay. Another kind of emotional abandonment can occur when too much attention is given to one child at the expense of another. I think you said that over there. If one child is problematic, be careful not to ignore the other one. Because you have to stay focused on both. All right? Be on the lookout if you have a special needs child. One child maybe has special needs. So be on the lookout that you're not negating the other one. Physical, emotional, and sexual abuse. Physical and emotional abuse can take place at the hands of siblings and the parents. Even cousins. So when people are playing in your home and they're younger, you need to think a bit more and don't just assume, but they're cousins. They need supervision. When we have when we're having family groups and the children come, don't send them in the room. They need to sit where you can see them. All right? And you can take turns on who sits with the children in the family groups. When you have parties, family reunions, make sure there's someone taking charge of what's going on there. Amen. Make sense? And if nobody does it, then take responsibility and stay there. Take your food and hang out and see what's going on. Yeah. Stuff happens. Does this make sense? Any comments here? Yep. What do you guys think? Is there at any age that you can leave the kids alone? That's a good question. What do you guys think? Let's discuss it. Yes. You have to know if my child is at a place where she can do this. But then it has to be age appropriate. I can leave him alone in this area, age appropriate. This one, no. So every age, we have to engage us, like, what is needed at this age. And the whole purpose is for us not to go on. We cannot raise our children on memory. We have to engage on a day-to-day basis. We have to start doing that more. And getting help, because you see that stuff and you go and get help. You can talk to the elders. You can talk to someone that can need help. There's a lot of people that have raised children around us. Talk to them. Get help. Does that make sense? Yes. That's a good point, that you may know your child, but they're totally different when they're with company. They turn around, become different. Physical, emotional, and sexual abuse. Physical abuse, sadly, sometimes the worst violence is perpetrated by someone who should be protecting them. That happens. That's what it is. Lights.
Hey. I know something that's going to make you feel good, you know? That man called, you got the scholarship.
They're going to give you $2,300 a year.
The language may not be very nice, but...
I guess you'll be leaving soon. I'm going to miss you. I'm making some hot dogs. You want one? Can you put some mustard on some bread for us? What are you doing home, Toby? Oh, Toby got the scholarship.
$2,300.
Hey, Leopard. I say, hey, Leopard. I know you, Leopard. I can see those spots that you can't change, Leopard. Huh, Leopard? Huh? You see, go to some fancy prep school and fool everybody. Not a chance. Not a chance. I know a thing or two about a thing or two. I sure do. Sure do. Who threw this away?
I did.
Who threw this away? You threw it away? Why?
It looks empty.
Empty? That look empty to you?
Looks empty to me.
Yeah, it looks empty to me, too.
Hot shot. Is it empty? Huh? Is it empty?
Dad!
Now. Is it empty?
Stop!
Now, Mr. Big Time Hot Shot Prep School fucker, is it empty? Is it empty? Huh?
No.
Good. All right. Now clean it out. Clean it out! Now, was it empty? Huh? Was it empty?
Yes! Money.
That money is gone with the wind.
No!
That's right, I spent it as you made it, for things that we needed. It's gone. Poof.
You know something, Dwight? It's not so much that you've been disappointing, it's that you've been consistently disappointing.
Fancy talk for a whore. Fancy talk. Oh, yeah. I know a thing or two about a thing or two. I've got friends in this town, and they tell me things. And I found out some guy down at that campaign headquarters, he found you a job in Washington, D.C. You're going to run off with him, aren't you, Miss Whore? Aren't you, Miss Whore?
You are pathetic.
Whore, liar, whore, and you know it.
Mom, you can leave, too. I'm leaving. You don't have to stay here for this shit.
I don't, do I?
No, you don't.
A liar and a whore.
I could leave with you right now, couldn't I?
Yes, you could.
I could walk right out that door, couldn't I?
Yes.
What?
I'm leaving you, Dwight.
No, you're not. No. No, what about me?
I'm leaving, Dwight.
What about
me? I'm leaving you, Dwight.
Why do you want me to stay? You don't even like me.
No, you're not leaving. You're not leaving.
Come on, keep away from us.
You two have always sided in against me. I always thought you were better than me. I tried. I did the best I could. What about me? What am I supposed to do? Crawl up in some ditch someplace and die? What about me? What about me? When is it ever Dwight's turn for some consideration? What about me? I'll tell you one thing.
Okay. I know maybe you may have gone through something like that. People have gone through stuff like that. But what is the effect of that dynamics to the girl that was standing there watching them fight? What's going to happen to that child as she grows up? Yep, she's going to think that's normal. So if she gets a husband that treats her like that, same cycle start, right? So that's why I said you got to watch this habit. Yes, Bill? It'll be hard for her to trust men. What do you think happened to the boy? Yes, Kathy. He might end up the same way, right? The point is, you see the abuse that's going on? It was verbal. You can watch the movie. There's a lot of verbal abuse in that home. And eventually she leaves. But for the most part, the mother used to keep quiet. She just keeps quiet. Eventually she blew up with a stick. Just hit him. And for the most part, the husband used just to attack the kid all the time. Yeah, he's actual kid, but he attacks the kid a lot, all the time. Yes. And he becomes a victim very quickly when they're leaving. The point is, that's what an abusive home can be. Now, I know we may not be doing that, but you can do that verbally and emotionally. You may not be doing that physically, but you may be doing that verbally and emotionally. 2 Timothy, but mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy. Did you see that? In that tape, did you see it play there? Without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal. Was he not brutal? He was not without love, but not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. Have nothing to do with them. That's not a safe place to be. Okay, I think we are running late today, but we got one more and then we are done here. This is just another version of abuse, but it's shorter. Let's watch this one, please.
You know what that is, J.R.? You know what that is coming out of there?
Stop it, Ray.
Nothing. Nothing. That's what that is. That's what that's worth. And that's what you are.
Leave it alone, Ray. He didn't do this.
The devil did this! He took the wrong son!
Okay, he kept telling him you're nothing, because he was there when his brother was killed with, if you've watched the movie, and he keeps telling him you're nothing, because he preferred the other child to have stayed and this one to have died. And so he taunts him and keeps telling him you're nothing. What is the musician's name? This is movie's based on him, I'm trying to remember. Johnny Cash, yeah, it's based on that story. So that's him as a child. That's Johnny Cash as a child. And then he becomes a musician, and he begins, and the drug issues. And all that is traced back to childhood. You see why he was struggling with drugs. If you cope by avoiding and surrendering, you're going to hate drugs. You have to come out. And as Christians, we've got to start healing our hearts and transforming. Because some past history, you have to heal your heart to come forward and be the person you want to be. You have to deal with those things. You can't run away forever. So if you can relate with this, don't pass this down to your own children. A lot of what I've done today is so that you don't pass that to your own children. I was trying to show you what it means to be a guardian, to be a manager, to be a source. But also that if what you're not doing right and how that can be passed to your children. The wise woman built his house with her own hands, but a foolish tears her down. What's going on here? I think there's some mix-up. Okay. Hold on. Okay, here we are. That's fine. So don't tear down your house. Build it up. Don't let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs. That is including your children. That it may benefit those who listen. What do you say in your house and how do you say it? Taking responsibility is never too late. We can start now. We can change the mood in the house now. It's never too late. We can start now, okay? So today, go home and take some responsibility. Pray about being calm. Pray about how you communicate. And that'll be different. Result is, because of everything we've seen, if we don't provide the things we talked about, the result is mistrust can happen to your child. All the kids that we saw in these movies will become, they'll mistrust the authorities, adults, and people. And they'll be scarred physically, emotionally, and then sexually as well. Basic safety are grouped in these things we've talked about, health issues, protection from physical and emotional abandonment, protection from physical, sexual, and emotional abuse. So today's class was all about how to make sure that this doesn't take place in your house. And we discussed about all this to make sure that your house was safe and you took care of that. So join us next week as we learn more about to meet the needs of stable base, predictable, and needs of reasonable limits. That all. Thank you, and I hope you enjoyed yourself.